A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevama Samach Tes. Yevama 69a. Pagination is 137. We're on the last line of the page, dealing with cases of a woman who can or cannot eat teruma, the special tithe designated for Kohanim. The woman is in a very interesting situation, in that during her lifetime, her status regarding teruma can change. If she's born into a Kohen family, then she's termed a Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, and she could eat teruma as part of her father's house. Once she marries into a new family, she's going to have her teruma status decided by her husband's family. And therefore, if the husband's family is Kohanim, then she'll be able to eat teruma. If, however, the husband's family are not Kohanim, then she could actually transition from her father's house of Kahuna, where she was able to eat teruma, to her husband's house, who is not a Kohen, and therefore she will no longer be able to eat teruma. Likewise, the reverse can also be true. She can be born into a non-Kohen family, grow up not eating teruma, but when she marries into a Kohen family, she will be able to eat teruma. The important fact which our Mishnah develops is that even when she's not married to her Kohen husband, let's say he passes away, if she has children from him, then through those children, she remains bonded to the Kohen family, and she would be able to eat teruma. Let's begin on the middle of the last line. Yisrael Shebal Bas Kohen, a Yisrael, a regular kosher Jew, that was with the daughter of a Kohen, Tocha batruma, she's still allowed to eat teruma. Considerations are, number one, that he did not marry her, so he did not pull her out of her father, the Kohen's house. And number two, it was a Yisrael kosher, so even though they were intimate, but it did not defile her as someone with improper lineage would have defiled her. Ibra, if she became pregnant from that union with this non-Kohen, lo socha batruma, she's not allowed to eat teruma anymore because the pregnancy draws her away from her father's house, the Kohen, and as we saw in a different Mishnah earlier, it doesn't quite bring her into the husband's house. Even if he would be a Kohen, she would still be in no man's land as far as the child's impact on her eating teruma goes. Nechtach, if the pregnancy terminated, that the fetus died, tochal, then she would again be able to eat because she is restored to her father's house. Haya Kohen Shebal Bas Yisrael, what would happen if a Kohen came on a regular Jewish woman, meaning she's from a non-Kohen family, and a Kohen was with her? Lo socha batruma. That alone is not a marriage, and that doesn't enable her to eat teruma. Ibra, but if she became pregnant from that union, lo sochal, that alone is still not in to be able to eat teruma, but yolda, once she gives birth to that child, tochal, she will be able to eat teruma, even though she's not married to the Kohen, but that child presents her connection. Nimtza kocho shel ben godo mishel av, the Mishnah comments. It turns out that in this case, the child's power to enable his mother to eat teruma is greater than the father's power. The father did his thing. He was intimate with her, but that didn't give her teruma status. But the child, by being born, was able to give her teruma status. Of course, had the father married her, then she would be able to eat because of the marriage. Let's drop down a few lines, and about 12 lines from the top in the beginning of the line, the word mamzer. The Mishnah wants to point out that even an illegitimate child, a mamzer, would bond the woman to the husband's house and would enable her to continue eating teruma. So that, for example, let's discuss the case outside briefly. If a woman marries a kohen, has a child, and that child marries a mamzer, and then the child, after having a mamzer child, dies. She has a grandchild that's a mamzer, and that child will bond her to the Kohen family, even though it seems pretty illogical that an illegitimate child is going to enable her to eat teruma, but that's actually what happens. And if her husband, the Kohen, passes away, she has a grandchild through him, even though that grandchild is a mamzer, but that grandchild will bond her to the family of Kohanim and enable her to eat teruma. The Mishnah states, mamzer posel umachil. A mamzer will both pull her out of Kohen status and also place her in Kohen status, because a mamzer is considered a child as far as the laws of teruma go. Ketzad, how does this work? Bas Yisrael LeKohen, if a regular non-Kohen Jewish woman marries a Kohen, or Bas Kohen LeYisrael, or a daughter of a Kohen marries a Yisrael, v'yolda hemenu bas, they have a child, v'holcha habas v'nises le'eved ole'oved kochavim, and that child marries in a way that will produce a mamzer, an incorrect marriage, or behaves in a way, as an Eishes Ish, produces a child that is a mamzer. Our Mishnah refers to a case that we do not paskin is a mamzer, but however you did it, v'yoldehem en ubein, and they have a child. This woman, who got married originally in our story, now has a grandchild, hareze mamzer. Let's say that grandchild is a mamzer. What would happen? If the grandmother that we've been discussing was marrying into a Kohen family, she'll continue being able to eat teruma even upon her husband's death, because that grandchild, even if her child who produced the grandchild passes away, but if the grandchild exists, she's still bonded with the Kohen family because of her grandchild. Bas Kohen LeYisrael, and the flip case, if it's the daughter of a Kohen to a Yisrael, Lo Sochal Batruma, she would not be able to go back to her father's house to eat teruma as a family of Kohanim, because this grandchild exists and bonds her to the non-Kohen family that she married into. The Mishnah continues with a fascinating, counterintuitive case, which really follows the same principles that we've been saying. Kohen Gadol. You have a Kohen Gadol grandchild, pa'amim shehu posel. It's possible that the grandmother will see the existence of this Kohen Gadol as a negative to her, because it stops her from eating teruma. Again, counterintuitive. A Kohen Gadol is the high priest. How could anybody be affected not to eat teruma because of him? But we have a case. Ketzad, how does it work? Bas Kohen LeYisrael, you have the daughter of a Kohen, and she marries a Yisrael. She marries a non-Kohen. V'yolda hemenu bas, and she has a daughter. V'olcha habas v'nises l'Kohen, and that daughter marries a Kohen. V'yolda hemenu ben, and they have a son. Hareza roi lios kohen gadol, that child could theoretically be the kohen gadol. Omer mishamash al gabei hamizbeach, and he's serving on the mizbeach, doing his thing as a kohen gadol. The ramifications of the existence of this grandchild are ma'achil es imo, he causes his mother to eat teruma, because remember, she is from a non-Kohen family, but she married a Kohen. If her husband, the Kohen, dies, she will continue being able to eat teruma because she has a son that bonds her to the Kohen family. Uposel eim imo. And it invalidates his grandmother from eating teruma. Remember her case. She was coming from a Kohen family. She married a non-Kohen. She was not able to eat teruma as long as she's married to him. Upon the passing of her husband, she would theoretically be restored to her father's house of Kohanim unless she has children. Now, if her child has passed away, but the grandchild, the Kohen Gadol, exists, then she remains bonded to her non-Kohen family, and she will not be able to eat teruma. Zosomeres, that's the expression, lo kivni Kohen Gadol, not like my grandson, the Kohen Gadol, shehu poslani mina teruma, because he invalidates me from eating teruma. Again, the case that's being highlighted here is a woman from a Kohen family, marries a non-Kohen, has a child who marries a Kohen, and that union produces the child, the Kohen Gadol, that we're referring to. As long as the grandmother is married to the non-Kohen, she cannot eat teruma. And even upon the passing of her husband, she's not restored to her father's house if indeed a child or a grandchild and so on would exist, because that grandchild, in this case the Kohen Gadol, bonds her to her non-Kohen husband's family. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.